This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, another man shot dead, marking Barbados's 25th homicide for the year. Police identify yesterday's homicide victim, a man who reportedly suffered a medical emergency while driving and died over the weekend, is also identified. The Ministry of Health strengthening security measures at the St. Philip District Hospital after a nurse is stabbed just outside the facility, and two unoccupied buildings destroyed in separate fires in the city. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Police Service has confirmed yet another homicide as a young man was shot and killed in the Ivy St. Michael in the early hours of this morning. Starcom Network News understands that residents of the area were jolted from their sleep by the sound of multiple gunshots. The incident marks the island's 25th homicide for the year. Police remain on the scene in the Ivy, and Communications and Public Affairs Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite reports that they are not yet in a position to release the name of the victim. However, further details are expected to be provided soon. Meantime, yesterday's homicide victim has been identified as 47-year-old Tyson Horn of Fords Road, Clapham, St. Michael. Horn, a well-known vendor, was shot multiple times yesterday morning while at his business in the Constitution River Van Terminal. Other vendors and family members and friends gathered at the scene for hours while police conducted their investigations. Police Public Relations Officer, Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite, after giving details of the homicide, made a special appeal regarding the crime situation.
To fathers, to have a conversation with our children. We are appealing to our children. The senseless loss of life is not what we want in our country. This is a productive life lost within our community, and we cannot afford to continue on this path. So we want to appeal to our community, to all right-thinking Barbadians. Let us have this conversation. One community, one happy community, one productive community. Let's save our community.
Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. An associate of the elderly man who lost his life while driving along Darrell's Hill, St. Michael, on Saturday night says the incident has left him in distress. 66-year-old Stevenson Bryan, a former mechanical engineer of Bridgecote, St. George, reportedly suffered a medical emergency while driving, which caused him to collide with cut rock at the side of the road. Bryan's associate and a passenger at the time of the incident, Sydney Manning, said they had just moved off after making a brief stop when the deceased veered into the right lane. When Starcom Network News visited the home where the two men lived and shared a facility as mechanical engineers, Mr. Manning recalled what happened.
He moved off just like I know he had gone over to the right side of the road. And just in about two or three car lengths, the car just verged off the road and went climbed the incline and stopped on the stop. And then he followed on me. And I called him, called his name and so on, and touched him and so on, and he wasn't responsive. I was in the car, so a person come up, and that's then it come out. And then the person went in and touched him and said that he had a lower pulse. So this guy, I don't know his name, he then started to do the necessary calling. Meanwhile, another guy came and said he was a doctor, and he went and felt his pulse, and he said he didn't come back and say he didn't have any pulse.
He said the death has impacted him greatly.
I find him to be a pleasant person, honest, and very, very passive. He was never an aggressive person, and we got along pretty good. But he was a very good mechanical engineer. Here is a person that was very pleasant. We got good understanding, never had no discrepancies or nothing like that. And then to be disappearing sort of things suddenly, because you get accustomed to him, So it really, let me feel distress.
An associate of the now deceased Stevenson Bryan, Sydney Manning. The Ministry of Health and Wellness says it's strengthening security measures at St. Philip District Hospital after a female nurse was stabbed outside the facility over the weekend. Reports indicate that the woman was attacked just before 8 p.m. and received a stab wound to her neck. She was taken for medical treatment. Nurses at the facility said the ordeal was traumatizing and called for improved security there. In a statement, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Wayne Marshall, confirmed the incident and noted that professional help has been provided.
The ministry unequivocally condemns all acts of violence against healthcare workers. This distressing event has reinforced the urgent need to continue enhancing security measures to healthcare facilities. Recognizing the seriousness of this incident and the need for communication and emotional support, senior officials from the ministry visited the hospital and met with staff members on duty at that time. Professional counseling was provided for staff over the weekend. While the shift directly affected by the incident was off duty over the weekend, arrangements have been made for them to receive professional counseling as well on their return to work on Monday night.
He outlined a plan to make the area safer.
The ministry is to implement several measures to strengthen security, including an assessment of existing safety protocols to identify gaps and areas for improvement, plans for debushing the area, providing safe and dependable transport for evening and night shifts, discussing with the Royal Barbados Police Service to explore increased patrols and surveillance in the area, and the installation of additional lighting and external security cameras to improve overall safety.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Wayne Marshall. Two unoccupied buildings were destroyed by two separate fires in the city yesterday. In one incident, a two-story building was destroyed at Pinfold Street. Meanwhile, another fire occurred earlier in the day at the Old Family Planning Building at Lower Bay Street, about the third event the fire service has responded to there. Chief Fire Officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Errol Maynard, provided details at the scene at the fire on Pinfold Street.
At approximately 7:35, we received a call to a structural fire here at Pinfold Street. We responded with three water tenders and one tanker, 21 personnel. The fire is now under control. It was contained to one property. It is an unoccupied building. And we want to encourage all building owners to secure their property properly to avoid unwanted personnel from entering them and conducting any kind of activities that can cause fires. We had one in Lower Bay Street this morning, and now this one, and we need to avoid these situations.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. Barbadians will be paying less for gasoline and diesel from today, but will be required to pay more for kerosene and liquefied petroleum. Gasoline will cost $3.93 per liter, a decrease of 3 cents, while diesel will go down by 13 cents to $3.27 per liter. Liquefied petroleum gas will now be $163.92 per 100-pound cylinder, $46.08 per 25-pound cylinder, $40.71 per 22-pound cylinder, and $37.01 per 20-pound cylinder. And finally, Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, is calling for stronger action to be taken to address the issue of violence in schools. This follows a number of reported incidents, including one last Thursday in which a teacher was struck by a rock at the Frederick Smith Secondary School. Mr. Clark, a certified counselor, says he's concerned over the current situation and wants assessments done as a way of assisting students who exhibit concerning certain behaviors, that is.
Clearly, this signals a deeper problem within our school, a deeper problem within our society that needs to be tackled. And it cannot be tackled only with saying what we are going to put in place, but we have to start putting mechanisms in place to deal with these young people who are exhibiting certain levels of behavior. We have to be able to perform assessments on these young people to try to get an idea as to what is going on in their head. Is it the temperament of the child? Is it a case where the child is just following pattern as what is happening in society? Or is it a much more deeply rooted problem that needs to be addressed from a psychological or a psychiatric position?
CEO of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. Recapping the headlines. Another man shot dead, marking Barbados's 25th homicide for the year. Police identify yesterday's homicide victim. A man who reportedly suffered a medical emergency while driving and died over the weekend is also identified. The Ministry of Health strengthening security measures at the St. Philip District Hospital after a nurse is stabbed just outside the facility. And two unoccupied buildings destroyed in separate fires in the city. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good Monday morning.